From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Always glad to have you tuned in, and we hope the content is a blessing to you, is informative. Coming up later in the hour, we'll let you know about an event coming to the Northeast Heights here in Albuquerque. Artists, be tuned in for that. We'll want to let you know about the details and how you can be a part of it, or those who just love art. We'll get all the details and make sure you have opportunity to be there and enjoy. And then also later in the hour, an update from the Heritage Foundation, along with our Friday financial update from John Moore Associates. Brian Cochran will join us. So stick around for all of that. And right now, let's just welcome a dear friend to the show. Karen Lafferty is joining us from Santa Fe. And Karen, it's been a day or two since we've had you on the show.
I think so, yeah. I've been around and still traveling quite a bit, but I'm mostly here.
Well, for those unfamiliar, I don't know where you've been, but Karen Lafferty, one of New Mexico's favorite musicianaries, doing work with YWAM over the years and continuing to serve the Lord in great ways and to serve our community with events like you're planning for tonight. Before we get to the details about tonight's event, Karen, for those not familiar of what you're doing at Mosaic there in Santa Fe, maybe bring everyone up to speed.
Okay, well, it was way back in 1996, 97, when the Lord led me back home. I had been with Youth of the Mission about 15 years already, and I in Amsterdam, Holland, but Lord led me home, take care of my mom, and then I just felt like I was supposed to stay here, and there was no Youth of the Mission in New Mexico, so I pretty much started it here in Santa Fe. And our vision from the beginning, since it's an art city up here, and I'm a musician, and the other person who's working closely with me is a fine artist, and we're actually focusing on the arts here, and so that's our whole focus, you know. And the thing we wanted from the beginning was to start a Christian or biblical worldview arts cafe, or a really center where we could teach all kinds of arts, whether it's fine arts or music or film or anything, and have a lot of events. And I just never have been able to do it until recently, when I connected with a Nazarene church here that's right in the middle of town, and it's a real good location, and we started the Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe.
All right, well, that is going to be the venue for tonight's event, and for those not familiar, Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe in Santa Fe is located north of Cordova Road on Don Diego Avenue. Does that sound about right, Karen?
Yeah, that's right.
And a lot of activity happening there tonight, including a book signing. Tell us about Seek Ye First.
Well, you know, that's been my claim to fame over the years. It was when I went into ministry way back in 71. I went from a very well-paying entertainment job to living by faith. And, you know, the Lord taught me a few things through the years, but the key was that verse. I remember going to a Bible study at Calvary Chapel there, and they were teaching out of the book of Matthew, and when we came along to consider the lilies of the field, the birds of the air, they don't sow or reap, but God takes care of them. So how much more does he care for you? So seek ye first God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. And so I wrote a little tune to that, and it got on our first Praise album back in 74 when we released that. And so that has been the way that people have kind of known me around the world. And so I just ended up calling my book that. And I must say that the reason I wrote my book really was that God has done so much just personal healing in me. And I do have a few adventures along the way, too, but God, a lot of personal healing, and I just really felt like I should share with that and give other people hope.
Well, and folks can find out more about that at tonight's event. But I also want to make sure people know about some of the other things happening. Sounds like Gary Cowan, local pastor here in Albuquerque, and a member of the Phoenix Sunshine Band is going to be joining you.
That's right. You know, Gary was, we had gone on tour to Australia, and he was part of the Jesus Movement way back in the 70s. And so I thought I would have loved to have had Danny Daniels, too, who was part of Bethlehem. But Danny's a caregiver right now, and he couldn't make it. But he was a real key part of everything, too.
Maranatha concert videos will be happening. And, Karen, I love this part. A prize for the best dressed representing the Jesus Movement. Yesterday when I mentioned that, I said, okay, so, you know, kind of think along the lines of flowers and bell bottoms.
Yeah, in fact, I'm out kind of buying some flowers for my hair right now.
Nice. Oh,
yeah.
And a surprise, a surprise guest. Any more tease than that?
Well, yeah, he was part of Love Song. Let's say that.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And actually,
one of the Love Song members.
You know, and her name's escaping me right now, but we had Chuck Gerard's daughter recently. Sharing at Calvary Church here in Albuquerque. So,
you know, I wish I would have known about that. I listen to her podcast almost daily, and I didn't know about that event because I sure would have loved to have been there.
Yeah, well, we're sorry we missed you, and we're sorry you missed it. But here's one of the really important things about happening tonight, Karen, is it is a free event, free 50 free.
Sure, absolutely.
And of course, donations are welcome and benefit YWAM Santa Fe. But what I put down here, and I hope this is okay, if people do want information about tonight's event at Mosaic Music and Arts Cafe in Santa Fe, north of Cordova Road on Don Diego Avenue, the phone number to call is 505-690-5730. That's 505-690-5730.
That's right.
All right. Well, Karen, it's been way too long, and an open invite. When you've got something going on at Mosaic, let's do this again to make sure those not only in Albuquerque but everywhere between here and there, if they can listen and have the time to get there, we can have folks show up and be a part of this event.
Yeah, we'll be doing it on a pretty regular basis, so we'll try to let you know.
Looking forward to hearing more. Karen, Godspeed to you, and have fun tonight.
Yeah, we will. Well, thank you for having me.
All right. Hey, stay with us. When we come back, a related event is happening a little bit later in the month, and we're going to let you know more about what's happening at Hope Church in Albuquerque with their event Fullness. It's a fine arts event coming later this month. More details after the break on ABQ Connect.